Joe Frazier was perhaps best known for being Muhammad Ali's opponent in three memorable fights. He became the undisputed heavyweight champion in 1970. He defeated Ali in the putative fight of the century the following year at Madison Square Garden. On Monday, Joe Frazier died of liver cancer. He was 67 years old. I'm joined now by Richard Hoffer, whose remembrance of Frazier appeared on SI.com earlier this week. Richard, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks, Bill.
Frazier fought when Muhammad Ali and George Foreman were in their prime. Would you say he was unfortunate that there were so many accomplished heavyweights available and that he'd have been more appreciated if he'd come along either a little bit earlier or a little bit later?
Possibly, but I think without Ali or Foreman, we wouldn't be talking about him at all. He's going to be remembered not so much as a foil, but as an accomplice of Ali's, I suppose. Without those three Ali fights, I don't think we'd be talking about Joe Frazier in any historical context. I mean, that epic trilogy is what made his career, and possibly Ali's for that matter.
Well, that judgment notwithstanding, Frazier lost to Ali twice. He beat him once, but he did do an awful lot of winning in the ring as well. What accounted for the success he had?
Well, he was a one-of-a-kind guy. I mean, he was one of the top 10 heavyweights of all time, no question, regardless of those losses to Ali. But his smothering style, his relentless, grueling, workmanlike approach to boxing made him a pretty formidable foe in any event.
Would you call the Ali-Frazier rivalry the greatest in boxing's history?
Oh, without question. I mean, there's nothing to compare it to. I mean, even today, it's kind of a catchphrase, you know, that was good, but it was no Ali-Frazier. Mm. Those three fights will stand the test of time. And it was as much a matter of personality as it was their physical styles that gave this trilogy such an afterlife that I don't think will ever be surpassed.
Much has been made over the years of the antipathy between Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, who insulted Frazier's intelligence, called him a gorilla. Were the differences between the two former champions settled before Joe Frazier died?
You know, not really. I mean, they had some fake reconciliations, and then they'd move apart again. And, you know, to their dying days, I don't think they ever got over each other. Frazier, for one, he would have been willing to, but he just could not get past the ugliness that Ali presented during those fights. It was Frazier who made possible the split in that first fight. They each got $2.5 million, and Ali was virtually broke. And so you can imagine Frazier's puzzlement. All of a sudden, Ali's going on the warpath, declaring him an Uncle Tom, and he was baffled as much as he was hurt, I think.
Is there a particular a phrase, a moment, an image that you can come up with in terms of how we should remember Joe Frazier?
Well, I think we have to remember him in that thrill in Manila. They call the first fight the fight of the century, but it's the thrill in Manila, the third fight that Ali won, that I think we'll remember as one of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time. It was one of the most vicious and grueling fights ever, and Frazier was giving no quarter, and I think he would have gone out there to his death.
Richard Hoffer is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated and the author of Something in the Air, American Passion and Defiance in the 1968 Mexico City Olympics. Richard, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.